The General Educational Development Test, or GED, has been around since the Second World War. It's an equivalency exam for those who never graduated from high school. Some 800,000 adults take the test every year, a diverse group, from single moms to the late founder of the Wendy's fast food chain, Dave Thomas. The test has just been updated, the first update since 1988. Joan Ochter is executive director of the GED International Program. She says stricter standards in the nation's schools brought about the change.
The GED tests reflect the secondary school programs, and if states have been changing their educational standards, both curriculum and performance, we have to reflect those changes so that the GED credential holds its value.
How is that reflected in the new test? What's different?
The GED tests for 2002 continue to measure the academic skills in reading, writing, social studies, science, and mathematics. But as the world of work requires different mathematical skills, we have included data analysis and statistics. We also have included more citizenship in the social studies test because that's critical to being able to survive in our nation and economy. The writing and reading tests now actually include business documents. For example, in the writing skills test, we used to use the stimulus similar to a Reader's Digest condensed version passage. And the students would only have to edit errors within a particular sentence. With the new test, we're now using real documents like a memorandum you may send your daycare, but we're putting alphabet letters with each paragraph so that the candidate has to look at the organization of the entire piece of writing. We as adults, when we write, either add, delete, or move around context among the paragraphs so that we're going from micro review to looking at the entire document.
So you're putting real world examples in the GED. They didn't exist before?
They did exist, but not to the extent they do today. We now have a workplace committee, and we rely on them to help us validate that we as educators aren't saying this is workplace, but the workplace is saying this is what we really need people to know and be able to do.
How would a math problem change?
Today, when we are working in any field, you have to analyze data to be able to tell if what you're doing is real or not. If you're really looking at data analysis, say a census chart, you have to use a calculator to be able to manipulate the computation. We now allow a calculator on half of the test. But because estimation and mental math are still critical skills, we have a second booklet that does not allow the use of the calculator.
Still multiple choice questions?
Multiple choice on 80% of the math test, but we've included 20% that are now student-constructed responses.
Essay questions?
There is an essay question in the reading test. They have to write a 45-minute essay that relates to a prompt. This test is harder because if you do not get an adequate response, your multiple choice and essay scores are not combined. You fail the entire writing skills test and have to take the test again.
So the GED test, as it stands right now, the 2002 version, is much harder than the 1988 version.
The verdict is out on harder, different. Yes, we know that. We've set the passing standard so 60% of those students graduating from high school cannot pass the GED test on their first try.
Joan Ochter, thank you very much.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure being with you.
Joan Ochter is executive director of the GED International Program. She joined us in our Washington studio.